You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is book author Sandy Lee, writer of several types of books, and it all started with No Unturned Stone. Sandy, tell us what that book was all about.
That is a story about my personal journey searching for my son, Darvis Lee Jr., who mysteriously disappeared October of 2010 in this county.
And that was in the Columbia area.
Yes.
Difficult book to write, but very well received in this community. Then you followed it up immediately with a children's book.
Yes, because of my son. And it's called Hermie the Bug. And part of the proceeds go to National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
That was followed up by Life, Love, and Loss. It was a collection of poetry. What was this book really all about?
Well, 13 of them are also in my book, No Unturned Stone, that were for my son. And then my mom had Alzheimer's, and I would write poetry. And there's also one in there that I wrote when I was in high school. And then I also did foster care for mainly babies for 7 years. The babies were what got me to start writing poetry again. So it's a collection of 40 poems that I've personally written. And that actually, part of the proceeds of that, helps parents of murdered children.
I am looking at My Heart Remembers Moments with My Mom, 300 plus pages.
Yeah, it's a little bit less pages than No Unturned Stone, but it's a bigger book. But it is a book filled with vignettes taken from a six-year period of time, and I wrote down moments with my mom that were just so priceless that I didn't want to ever forget them.
What is the most difficult part of writing a book like this when you're writing about your own mother?
Well, my mom had a lot of humor. I mean, she was just really humorous, and so she brought me a lot of joy also. And so it's difficult sometimes to when I read, because, you know, she had Alzheimer's for 15 years. And of course, there's sad moments. And so going through all these again just, you know, brought back just moments for me to realize how sad the disease of Alzheimer's truly is. But I'm so thankful that my mom gave me so many memories to remember her by that I know that she would really get a big kick out of now.
Sandy, for those who pick up this book, what would you like them to get out of this?
Just to realize to, you know, value your family members. And if you have a close relationship with your mom or ever did, you will really enjoy this book. You will realize not to take people for granted and how your time with them really isn't always going to last forever on this earth.
And I know that there are parts of this book you would like to share with our audience this morning.
Yes, I would. So these are just moments. I brought a lot of humor into it that my mom did, and also, but they're all heart-touching. My mom earns fake money when she plays bingo at her daycare. I call it her funny money. She gets to shop at their thrift store when she collects enough. Today, she was counting all that she had accumulated and was trying to give some to me to pay for our meal at McDonald's. Off to Jake's baseball practice game, I am taking my mom. She always thinks everyone playing in the game is Jake. That's okay. At least she roots for them all. I stopped by to see my mom. She was in the dining room with a bunch of other residents listening to a band play. She was the only one clapping her hands and really cutting loose. She asked if anyone wanted to dance. My mom said she doesn't even know what Thanksgiving is anymore. My heart is grieving. Sometimes when we go in a fast food drive-thru, my mom will say lunch is on her. She will then pull out her funny money and start counting it. I have to tell her, I sure wish we could pay with that, Mom, but we can't. I'll go ahead and treat this time. Even though I got a new car last July, every time my mom walks out to get in it, she says, oh, you got a new car. Nice. At least I feel like I have a new car every time she mentions it. My mom just called to wish me a happy Mother's Day. No words possible to express what my heart felt.
Where did your mom live?
She lived with us for 18 years, and 13 of those years she had Alzheimer's. And then she went locally to a resident, and I was really fortunate that I was able to pick her up almost daily and take her out for a burger, fries, and Coke and an ice cream. And just for the, you know, the last 5 years of her life, she lived there, but I was blessed so much to be able to still take her out.
What has been the reaction from your close family members and from friends who have looked at this book so far?
I've been receiving texts and emails that have told me, like, they just didn't want to put it down, that they love it, that even if at times it was making them sad, they just knew that it was a lot of fun, too. And I always say about my book, My Heart Remembers, I say, you will smile, you will laugh, you may shed a tear, you may cry, but you're going to love the book.
Sandy, where can we get a hold of this book, My Heart Remembers, by Sandy Lee?
Mountain Bookshop has it, and you can also get it from amotherquest.com, which is off of my website.
Sandy, anything else before we wrap up our interview?
The famous novelist Veronica Roth said, sometimes crying or laughing are the only options left, and laughing feels better right now. And that's what I chose.
My Heart Remembers, by Sandy Lee, Moments with My Mom. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much.